Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is episode number 3, and in this podcast I'm going to share about my journey and how I used LinkedIn to get a job. Coming straight to the point, there's no secret mantra for getting a job via LinkedIn. All you have to do is pay attention and observe little things that can help you grow your audience and put your profile in front of others. So here are the 5 things that I consciously followed. First thing, I had a list of all the target employers, and this list was not a simple list. It was like a list from the engineering perspective. So I had a list of all the employers in which I also gathered the information like their websites, what they do, their area of expertise, their networks. I gathered all the information that I can. So I was basically stalking them online. So I followed their pages. I participated in the group discussions. I made a system around it so that I can get instant update of anything that they are doing. So all of this took time. It takes time, it is a full-time job, but if you can build a system around it, then it becomes much easier. This takes me to the second point, which is identify inside connections in those companies. This is a very important step. So once you have gathered all the information around the company, what they do, the culture, it is time to meet the employees that work in that company. And the best way to search those people is via LinkedIn Advanced Search. So all you have to do is go to your search bar, type the name of the company, then select the people tab in the advanced search section below, and it will give you a list of all the people that work in the company. Now the challenge is you have to shortlist them by the profession. So LinkedIn will give you all the employees, but again, if you can search with the correct keyword, it will give you, let's say I was searching for engineering position. So I was searching for people who are engineer in that company. So I searched with the title software engineer, and it gave me a list of all the software engineers in that area. And based on that, I started talking to them. I started participating, communicating in the discussions. I saw their activities, what they were doing. So I got a fairly good idea about the things they were doing, they were participating in. And after that, I followed the third principle, like make yourself accessible. So I paid extra attention that my profile is very accessible to them. They shouldn't feel any kind of resistance when they visit my profile. And I like to think I was careful enough to portray the best version of myself. So I was focusing on that. And here's one more point that I want to put forward. There are so many people visiting my profile every day, but when I try to see them, I cannot because they have a private profile. And this is a loss. And this is a loss for the people who surf LinkedIn with private profile. Let's say I was a recruiter or I was looking for a referral for my company, then I have no way to know who are they. And what if their profile was eligible for the role that I was looking for? I would have recommended them, I would have approached them, but now I cannot because they have a private profile. So private profiles are not gonna work in LinkedIn. So just try to stay away from that. Fourth point, connect with recruiters. So I was watching a video by Clement in which he interviewed a Google recruiter, and there were so many tips and tricks which I cannot explain in this podcast. But the main thing that I picked from there is if you find a job in the company, you directly go there, apply for the job, take the reference ID or the application ID that generates after that, and now reach the target recruiters for that company in that area and ask them to like follow on your reference ID or application ID. And if your profile is eligible for that job, and if you are accessible, then they will reach out to you and they will recommend you to their company. And that's how you can at least land an opportunity for an interview. And that's all you need, right? You just need one opportunity to prove yourself. Great. So after that, the fifth thing is LinkedIn is not for introverts. Sorry to pop the bubble. If you're an introvert, then LinkedIn is not going to work for you. It is not like that. You have created a profile in LinkedIn, and now you're sitting there waiting for a recruiter to approach you. It doesn't work like that. You have to actively participate in the discussions, in the post. You have to create new content. You have to basically show your skill by posting relevant content on your feed. After all, LinkedIn is a network. It is not a social network, it's a professional network, but it is a network, and LinkedIn expects you to create content for it, and that's how it earns money. So you have to create content, you have to post exciting, sparkling discussions. And if you can do that, then definitely you're going to get a lot of views. And the more views you have, the more chances you have of landing an interview. So these are the 5 points that I could think of and I followed consciously to land a job via LinkedIn. I hope it helped you. And if you have any questions, comment below. I would be more than happy to answer those if I can. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.